Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 166 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And I'll tell you right off, first week of January, first week of a new year, I can't keep up. It's happening so fast. I gotta laugh. I mean, it's unbelievable. So the first heinous crime of the year, horrible crime, unbelievable, were the four people in Chicago who trapped and beat the mentally challenged man. The four suspects, Jordan Hill, Tesfaye Cooper, Brittany Covington, and Tanisha Covington, basically took this guy who they knew from an alternative school and locked him in a room and beat him. It was on Facebook Live. Just horrible. They've been charged with hate crime, aggravated assault, kidnapping, and so forth. They're probably looking at life in prison, and that's not a bad thing. This was a heinous crime. There's no defending it. They were yelling, fuck white people, fuck Donald Trump. That part, the fuck white people makes it a hate crime, and I don't disagree with that. The only thing, and this is something that I don't know who's listening, I don't know what your opinion is, but this is my opinion. This is the part that black people really hate, because what will happen is they will twist this and make these four representative of all black people. It's just how these things go. It's. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's how it goes. And we've seen it in the news before. If a black person does something, it represents all black people. If a Mexican does something, or especially now, if an Arab does something, well, or a Muslim, then they're part of ISIS and they're all bad and blah, blah, blah. If a white person does it, well, he acted individually. That's just how it goes. And I just say that to let you know that I have yet to see any support of these people in any community, you know, whether it be the black community or the anti-Trump community or whatever. It really defies description. I mean, that's what the judge is talking like. How do you get to this point? How do you do something like this? I can't get my head around it, but it did happen. It is horrible. They are in jail. They will not get bail. It's going to go bad. It was a front page story for 3 days. Why? Only 3 days? Because then came our first mass shooting. That's right. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. And it only took us 5 days, 6 days into the new year. Esteban Santiago, ex-military guy from lived in Alaska, for whatever reason, and nobody knows, for whatever reason, he flew from Alaska to Fort Lauderdale. He apparently had this gun checked in his bag, which is legal to have a gun in check bag. Got the gun, loaded it, and started killing people at the Fort Lauderdale airport. He killed 5 people, shot 6 more. Then was out of ammunition, put the gun down, laid down, and was arrested. Nobody knows why he did this. I don't know. I'm not even going to guess what snaps in people that makes him do this. I just know this is it's an American phenomenon. Yes, it happens in other places, but not like it happens here. I just don't see it anywhere else where it's expected. And we already know the script. We know it's going to happen. There's going to be, why did he do it? Why did he do it? Then there's going to be some kind of talk about gun laws, and then there's going to be talk about increased security at airports, and then nothing's going to happen. And that's how this will go. I will say this. When the alt-right, and we might as well get used to talking about the alt-right, just like we have to get used to talking about Donald Trump, their level of insanity, you can't even measure it. You can't keep up. So this guy shoots up the airport, okay? And literally, before the smoke clears, you have alt-right websites like InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, and, of course, the brilliant Alan West. If you don't know who he is, look him up. He's a black former congressman out of Florida, out of his mind. So right away they said that CNN, this was their conspiracy. And I have to laugh because it's crazy. They said CNN lightened the picture of this Esteban Santiago guy to make him look more white. They said this before CNN even showed a picture of Esteban Santiago. Why? Because they went to Google and found a picture of a different Esteban Santiago, a man who lived in New York. It defies description. It's amazing. You can't make up conspiracy theories faster or better or more ridiculous than the ones they come up with. So there we have it. First weekend, we have a horrible beating of a mentally challenged individual and a mass shooting at an airport. One weekend. Yeah, we're doing pretty good so far. In other news, Jesus. Congress and the Senate are already at it. They tried to eliminate the Ethics Oversight Committee. Now Paul Ryan, in his generosity of spirit, not only wants to remove Obamacare, but in the same bill, defund Planned Parenthood. Why? Because they have this fantasy, and that's the only way I can describe it. Is it a fantasy or is it a, I don't know what it is, but they have this thing that they think Planned Parenthood is just providing millions of free abortions. They don't. How come I know that? How come I know that and Paul Ryan doesn't? It's quite simple. There's law. The federal government cannot pay for abortions. That's a law. They don't do it. Planned Parenthood provides health care for women and, you know, it's funded to help women, poor women, blah, blah, blah. It provides contraception information, which is something else they don't like. You know, it's that same old thing. See, this is why I did historically incorrect, because it's the same arguments over and over. Nothing changes. So, you know, I can make the same point that, listen, you don't want sex education, you don't want contraception, but you don't want social programs to pay for these children who are born and their parents can't support them. So what do you do? I don't. It's my new argument. I don't know what you do, and I don't know what to say. And that's why I laugh, because it's the same thing. So here we go. The Republicans say that we want to defund, we're going to do away with Obamacare, we're going to shut down that Obamacare. They have no plan to replace it. The Trump administration is like, we don't have anything. Maybe we shouldn't shut it down. How scary is that? What if the Trump administration was considered reasonable on this? That scares me even more. But anyway, there's no plan to replace it. These people who voted for this administration are suddenly realizing, wait a minute, that's orange. Wait, we're not going to have any health insurance. That's right. You're not going to have any health insurance. And all the women who voted for these guys, you're going to lose all your health care. And women use health care a hell of a lot more than men. But anyway, I'm not going to inject common sense into the argument, because we passed that long time ago. So Paul Ryan, and he wants to shut down Social Security, which had someone done in time, he couldn't have went to college and we wouldn't be dealing with him now. Wouldn't it be great if we had some kind of Back to the Future time machine? Damn it. They're making DeLoreans again. They're making DeLoreans. The companies found all the parts from the old DeLoreans. There's a company in Texas making DeLoreans. If they could make one, they could go back in time so we could eliminate Social Security so Paul Ryan couldn't go to college. I know I'm moving into Terminator territory, but I don't care, because we no longer live in reality. So if we're living in a movie, that's the movie I'm going to live in. We go back, we shut down Social Security, Paul Ryan doesn't get to go to college, and we don't have to deal with him now. I can dream. They do. It's part of the conspiracy, you know, like lightening Puerto Rican criminals to make them look white. Yeah, they're going to make the guy look white, but keep his name as Esteban Santiago. That'll fool people. Okay. Donald Trump denies intelligence. I so wish I could take credit for that simple line, because that pretty much sums it all up. But you know what I'm talking about. The Russian hack into the election that everyone knows about at this point. As many people know about it as read the emails that the Russians hacked out of the DNC. Everyone believes it except Donald Trump and his hardcore supporters. Why? Because Donald said computers are complicated. See, now, if you remember when he was running the computers, his 10-year-old grandson could handle computers. He was doing amazing things. But now computers are so complicated that professionals who study, you know, hacking and cyber crime and so on, they what do they know? Because computers are complicated. So I think that Trump's 10-year-old son needs to weigh in on this, and I think we need to get his opinion. I'm going to tell you how scary this is. When I talk about people I agree with, Lindsey Graham, okay, Lindsey Graham, a Republican senator from South Carolina, which I think is pretty safe to say he and I are on different sides of the aisle. But even Lindsey Graham said, and I quote, "We should all, Republicans and Democrats, condemn Russia for what they did. To my Republican friends who are gleeful, you're making a huge mistake." And he said, "You're not a patriot." That's a big one in the Republicans, because they hijacked that term patriot. Now, we know all us liberals are not patriots. Democrats are not patriots. Minorities are not patriots. But for a Republican to call other Republicans not a patriot, that's like ape killing ape in Planet of the Apes movies. Why am I getting these ridiculous references today? I guess it's movie day. But anyway, that just doesn't happen. But it did. And he's right. The you cannot support this, and you can't deny it happening. Now, look, the CIA, were they wrong? This is the Trump argument that they were wrong about weapons of mass destruction. Sure they were, but I don't know that necessarily was a CIA as much as it was Cheney, Rove, and the Bush administration giving it. You know, I don't know where the disconnect was on that. But this one, pretty much everyone except Putin and Trump, there were only two people who were like, nah, Russians didn't do it. You know why? Because computers are complicated. They should probably use Apple computers. They're simpler. Or use Samsung computers. Use Samsung phones that just, you know, blow up themselves. Like the old Get Smart movie. The message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Why? Because your phone burned up. Okay. So we got that. And then, of course, Donald Trump's tweeting again. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I am not a big fan of award shows. I don't watch award shows. It's just not my thing. Hollywood, celebrating Hollywood is not my thing, but good for them for doing it. Meryl Streep gave a brilliant speech. She took a Lifetime Achievement Award, and she basically talked about Donald Trump when he made fun of the handicapped reporter. Okay, we all know that. And she said, "Disrespect breeds disrespect, violence incites violence, and a penchant for publicly humiliating weaker members of society should have no place in the most respected office in the country." In her beautiful, intelligent, eloquent way, she pointed out that, quite simply, Donald Trump was wrong to mock this reporter. So, of course, Donald Trump went right to Twitter, because you know that's where he is. And he said, and it's really, this is the part that's amazing. And again, kudos to Meryl Streep. Obviously, one of the most incredible and talented actresses of our time, maybe of any time, just and seemingly an amazing person also. So, of course, Donald Trump came back. He opened with Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood. Right there, you're wrong. He said, she doesn't know me, but she attacked me last night. Wow. If you know how many people don't know him but attack him, blah, blah, blah. Now, this was the funny part. He says, I never mocked a disabled reporter, but simply showed him groveling when he totally changed a 16-year-old story, blah, blah, blah. Everyone saw it. Everyone knows he did it. The thing about the Trump and his supporters, it works. It absolutely works. They simply deny reality. The irony is that he comes from reality TV, right? That was his thing, which he also talked last week about Arnold Schwarzenegger not getting good ratings as his replacement on The Apprentice, which is bullshit because what it does, and this is the smart part of it, it puts The Apprentice in the news and it makes people watch. Why? Because he's still a producer on the show. He's still getting paid. So he's very good at that media manipulation, even when it's the fake media. By the way, that's who handled the Russian hack. That's part of the fake media. And I think it's the fake media that overrated Meryl Streep. So overrated? His saying that he has a mandate, him saying that he had the biggest presidential win of all, maybe that's all overrated. But getting back to my point, they simply say something that happened didn't happen. So he simply says he didn't mock the reporter. Now, we all saw it. We all saw it, but he says it didn't happen. So again, back to my argument, because there's nothing to say to that. That's the brilliance of it. You can't respond to it. When someone denies something that is on video, that literally billions of people have seen that. Everyone's seen it. And he's like, nope, didn't happen. I did not mock that reporter. Hey, who you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? I hate having to talk about Donald Trump. I really do. But I might as well get used to it. 4 years, at least. And America, this is what you want, some bitch. And this is what you got. Some bitch probably deserved a good mocking. Because talking about greatest president of all time, been elected by the biggest majority. Yeah, that's true. Why? Because we said it. Just making up shit, make it true. Say it in American way. Here's my other thing with the Golden Globes, and this also applies to Mariah Carey and technology. And what's with the teleprompters? What's with the tracks? How come they can't get this right? What is so difficult about playing the right music for Mariah Carey to maybe prevent her meltdown on New Year's Eve, or Jimmy Fallon's teleprompter not working so he can't tell his jokes on the Golden Globes? But more importantly, what's with a singer that can't sing without a track, and a comedian that can't tell jokes without a teleprompter? Okay, I can speak a little about this. I'm not going to lie, I haven't hosted the Golden Globes. Yes, actually, I did. You know, I'm going to do the Trump thing. And when I hosted the Golden Globes, which I'm just making up, but what the hell? It's post-truth era. I've been in comedy clubs where the power went out, where we didn't have a microphone. I've had anything that can go wrong will go wrong. You just make fun of it. You roll with it. How can you be a comedian and the teleprompter shuts off and you stand up there and not know what to say? Jimmy Fallon, you're dropping the ball. Maybe you need to get back into the clubs, get the rust off. What the hell? He came back. They got some Trump jokes up there and blah, blah, blah. But still, that was just bad. Megyn Kelly. And I told you, I saw this a while ago, and I'm not saying that I saw it like I'm some genius, but yeah, Megyn Kelly has left Fox, or is leaving Fox. She's going to have a daytime show on NBC, and she's going to join the journalists, because she said that, you know, when you talk to journalists, she wasn't talking about Sean Hannity. So, good for her. I don't know if I buy her credibility. I still have a big problem with her Santa Claus. Don't worry, kids. Santa Claus and Jesus are white. I still have a big problem with that one. But she, over at Fox, she challenged Dick Cheney. She called out Donald Trump, you know, back when she was bleeding from her whatever. Oh, that's right. He didn't say that. I just heard it, but he didn't say it. I wish her luck. She seems to be very smart, very capable, very hungry, and now she's very well paid. So I wish her luck in her new career and her new job, and I hope she does a great job, but we'll see. Time will tell. She'll probably be doing better than this raggedy podcast of mine. I'm kidding. I appreciate you guys listening to my podcast. Finally, it's 2017, and there's a lot of things that are going to be, there's going to be a lot of celebrations this year, okay? This year, March 7th, 1917 was the first instance of recorded jazz, so it's going to be the 100th birthday of recorded jazz. The 90th birthday of movies with sound, that will be this year. But most importantly, this is the one I love. This year, July 5th, and isn't that great, the day after Independence Day, July 5th will be the 80th birthday of Spam. That's right, the mystery meat that's fun to eat. Spam, yeah, 80 years old. So good for Spam for still being here 80 years later, and we still don't know what the hell's in that can. I'm about to head to Bermuda. I'm hosting the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Bermuda. Always a great weekend. It's Bermuda, folks. It's not the Caribbean. I go there in 2 weeks. How spoiled am I? Thank you for listening. This is Alonzo asking who's paying attention. You are. Meryl Streep overrated. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.